not the right way to do it. It's more fun to spend money, right?
Yes.
I just turned mine on.
Turn them off, they're not hearing this.
Just shake your head once in a while.
So I said, I told Andy, booking would be 11:30, so I can't imagine them.
That's one that came down when you were on the floor?
Such a great job.
There you go.
They came back. So they came back so much sooner.
At what, 2 foot?
I was gonna say about a foot.
Yeah.
They're gonna be pumping a lot of water.
What that was thrown out? The water table.
Yeah.
All right, it's 4:00, let's go ahead and get started. Roll call.
Mark Dennis. JJ Reinhardt.
Here.
Nathan Tormelin.
Here.
Bonnie Good, here. Tim Harden.
Here.
John Kelly.
Okay, did everybody have a chance to review the minutes from the last meeting?
Make a motion to approve the minutes presented.
Got a motion?
A second.
Got a second, any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign, motion carries. Any public hearing, Mayor?
No public hearings.
No public hearings. Old business, JCIDC and Community Foundation.
Good afternoon. Dan Davis and I are here on behalf of JCIDC, the Community Foundation, and Jackson County Education Coalition to request approval for what you all have already approved last year at the July 25th, 2022 meeting, where we had requested you all to support the READY grant that we were looking at expansion at the Jackson County Learning Center, Vincennes University, offering maintenance classes. We have continued working through, and at that time, we had asked you to contribute $240,022 and $240,023, but that we would not come back until we had everything in hand in terms of the READY approval, the companies supporting, and we're very happy to say that we now have all of that. And we wanted to come to you today, and I believe that the claim is on those that you will be looking at today. But just here to answer any questions. We've spoken with Mark Dennis last week before he was gone. Mark was, I think, very aware and very supportive of this program, and just here to answer any questions you may have, but ask for your approval of that expenditure when you approve the claims.
What, I mean, not that it's really material, but just curious, what companies are contributing as far as, who did you guys find on that end?
You know, Nate, and what we did when we started putting this together, we focused on Ison, Cummins, and Valeo, and looked at them and said, we're looking at you to kind of be the leaders simply because of the number of employees that you have. So all three of those companies have contributed at varying amounts, and we have since had other meetings with 12 to 13 other companies. Just today, we had Pet Supplies Plus send a note where they wanted a couple of people in a couple of different classes. So, but as opposed to, you know, getting, you know, commitments from 15 different companies and a few thousand here, a few thousand there, The plan was, in order to expedite to come back to you, we would go to Eisen Companies, and they are the largest contributor to it. Eisen has committed $300,000 to the project. And so Ballyhoo and Cummins also have committed, not at that level, but also significant dollars.
So between those three, you have met your target goal for the private contributions?
Between those three, we have met within several thousand dollars. And what we have are commitments from other companies that were there. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know that you need to do any action. I mean, we
yeah, just, I don't either. I mean, you know, it's. I mean, we approved at that meeting the 480. I don't know if we need a motion just to. Do we need anything, Chris? Or okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Any new business? Nothing, Matt?
No, sorry, if you're looking at me, I thought there
okay.
The CI guy has Reedy as new business, but it's probably the next line.
Reedy is, we do have Reedy here for the RDC resolution 2023-01 TIF pass through. So.
So what this is this will be the TIF pass through of any assessed value to any underlying units. You guys will need to go through and approve either passing through or not passing through. You would only be passing through any value if that percentage is over 200, which if you go through and look at the Exhibit A's towards the back, none of them are over 200%, so we are good there. You guys will need to go through with each allocation area and approve there being no pass-through to underlying taxing units. And then we'll need to sign the resolution, and either you guys yourselves can send out the mailing to the underlying units, or we can do that. If that's something you'd like, you just need to let us know.
I can take care of that. It's Cole, right?
Yes, Cole.
Okay, so we just need a motion to approve the resolution as presented then?
Yeah, and then for each Exhibit A that you'll find on there, approving there to be no pass-through value.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Cole? Can I get a motion to approve?
I'm sorry, Nate, just
yep.
A quick question on the exhibit. It looks like it's showing 198%, and that's based on projected expenditures. But if those expenditures are different and that hits that 200%, what does that do to the pass-through then?
This is to show what you're, as long as you are planning to spend that much, then it'll be good.
Okay. Any other questions? Can I get a motion to approve resolution 2023-01, including Exhibit A?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor,
aye.
Say aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay.
And then besides that, you also have the plan that you guys see every month there with you. And if there's any questions on any of those claims or any of those tabs for free.
Is there anything on the, of note in the financials this month that you?
There was one added last minute on the claims. It was an amount for $4,700 on the O'Brien Street.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Cole on the financials? Or the claims docket? Can I get a motion to approve the claims docket as presented?
What about the education coalition's invoice?
We will add that in now that it's approved.
I mean, it was already approved back in the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We said we would do it back then, so I don't know that, I mean, I don't think we need...
Do we have any claims that we're going to pay now?
There is an additional, like an invoice claims voucher.
So do you want to have that approved separately, the voucher, or just add it in?
We need to have that voucher because it's not, we have a claims docket and then we have a claims voucher. Does the claim voucher need to be approved?
No, just the actual docket.
Okay, because it is additional.
It's not on the claims sheet to start with, the 480, so.
Do they need the funds before next?
I assume you need the funds sooner rather than later, Jim?
Would it be safe to make a motion to amend the claims?
I'm just asking when you needed the funds paid out on that.
Equipment's delivered, three, 4 months?
Would it help you all if we would say in July? Does that get you, I mean, you tell me when.
Well, I would be fine with going ahead and making a motion to amend the claims voucher to include this.
That works for me.
Yeah, I'm fine with that too. I mean, we got enough money that it's not going to.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Because it's going to go to the education coalition is where the
check will go to.
Going to go, and right. We're just waiting then for some invoices that will be coming. We don't have any in hand yet.
Right.
But they'll start coming, so whatever works for you all.
Okay.
It's fine with me.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll make a motion to amend the claims voucher to include the invoice from Education Coalition.
I second.
Second. All right, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign.
If you just sign that claims voucher,
okay.
That'll be then
minute. Okay. All right. I think we're good. Thanks, Cole. Any miscellaneous business?
Don't forget to actually approve the claims overall.
Okay.
JDA amended them.
Okay. So now that we've amended the claims docket, can I get a motion to approve the claims docket?
I'll move.
So moved. Second?
I'll second.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. All right. Motion carries. Miscellaneous business.
Miscellaneous from the city side.
Okay. All right. If there's nothing, anything further?
I do have that letter of intent, that draft letter of intent to the airport for the loan. Intent, I'm sorry, I was fishing through my emails to see if I could resend it to you. I just wanted to see what the fuel was from the RDC before I sent it off to airport admin.
It looked good to me.
Yeah, I reviewed it today and I thought everything was in line there.
Do you want to review it real quick?
That's fine. I trust them. If they read over it, then we're good, and I'll look at it later.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you all. That's all I've got.
Okay. If there's nothing further, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
I'll second.
Second, all right. Motion, or meeting adjourned.
I don't even listen to this.